This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at Mauritius' 57th National Day celebrations next month. Mauritian Prime Minister Navin Ramgoolam made the announcement in the Parliament yesterday.
Following my invitation, His Excellency Sri Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, has kindly agreed to be the guest of honour for our National Day celebrations. It is indeed a privilege for our country to host such a distinguished personality who is doing us this honour. In spite of his very tight schedule and in spite of his recent visits to Paris and the United States, he has agreed to be here as our special guest.
Highlighting the honour of hosting Prime Minister Modi, the Mauritius Prime Minister stressed the strong and enduring relationship between the two countries. Mauritius commemorates its National Day on the 12th of March each year, marking the anniversary of its independence from British rule in 1968. President Draupadi Murmu attended the Mauritius National Day celebrations last year as the chief guest. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has emphasised that a new national education policy has been envisaged to take India to the global level. Addressing the 101st convocation of the University of Delhi in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan stressed that making India a developed nation by 2047 is possible through the implementation of the National Education Policy 2020 across the country. Mentioning that 60% of the country's population consists of youth, with many of them in colleges and universities, he urged students to advance Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Vikasit Bharat. He lauded Delhi University for the implementation of NEP 2020, expressing hope that it will take the lead in making Delhi a knowledge hub in the coming years. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela began in New Delhi today. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Vikasit Bharat. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the event. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said farming is the backbone and lifeline of India's economy. He said a developed India cannot be achieved without farmers and agriculture. The minister said the government is continuously working in the field of agriculture to make India a developed nation by 2047.
Pradhan Mantri Sriman Narendra Modi ji ke netratv mein Viksit Bharat banane ka abhiyan chal raha hai. Lekin Viksit Bharat Pradhan Mantri ji ka bhi kehna hai. बिना खेती किसानी और किसानों के नहीं बन सकता आज भी कृषि भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था की रीढ़ है प्राण है और खेती की आत्मा किसान है
President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be on a two-day visit to India from the 27th of this month. This will be President Leyen's third visit to India. The External Affairs Ministry said during the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President Ursula von der Leyen. India and Pakistan have agreed to maintain peace along the borders by upholding the ceasefire agreement of 2021 and explore measures to prevent future misunderstandings. The representatives of Indian and Pakistani armies held a brigade commander-level flag meeting in Jammu and Kashmir's Poonch district yesterday in an effort to de-escalate tension after several recent incidents of cross-border firing and an IED incident along the line of control and the international border. Besides agreeing to uphold the ceasefire agreement, renewed on the 25th of February 2021, the two sides also agreed upon leveraging established communication channels to de-escalate tension. Over 59 crore 31 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from across the world continue to attend the grand event every day. Our correspondent reports that around 1 crore 28 lakh devotees, including many eminent personalities, took the holy dip in the Sangam yesterday. Today, Union Minister and BJP National President JP Nadda will take a holy dip in the Sangam and offer prayers. He will be accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. And with that, we end this news bulletin.